it's about that time, baby. My name is Victor, and I'm a winner.
You know, I mentioned that court packing is unpopular, and it's unpopular across the board. Republicans don't like it. Democrats don't like it. Independents certainly don't like it. Nobody likes it because they know what it means. It means you're going to pack the court with people you think are going to vote your way, which is exactly what the court is not supposed to be. It's supposed to be a check on the power of the other two branches of government. Three co-equal branches of government. Well, if you co-opt one to be subservient to the other, it defeats the entire purpose of our republic and its design. That's why it is so maddening. John Vecchione is a senior litigation counsel for the New Civil Liberties Alliance. John, thank you for being here.
It's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Well, I hope I got your name right. A little challenging there. All right, well, I'm going to give myself an A for the day, and it's Friday, and I'll celebrate later. Let's talk about court packing, because Ruth Bader Ginsburg, staunchly against it. Stephen Breyer, a current sitting Associate Justice of the United States Supreme Court, very far left, everybody knows it, staunchly against it. Who actually favors this?
Well, it appears that the far left of the Democratic Party favors it. There was a bill that's been introduced, and in the House, it's Jerry Nadler from New York, very far-left guy on the judiciary, Ed Markey, who beat a Kennedy by running to his left up in Massachusetts. These guys and a few others have introduced it, but I have to say, even Nancy Pelosi has just announced that she isn't bringing it up for a vote.
When did she make that announcement?
Last night, she says, nope, we're not voting on that.
This is why you're here. This is why, yes. Because, you know, we can't keep up with everything. I didn't see that. I see that in no news feed, John. I see that in not a single news feed anywhere.
All right. I will get it for you, but I saw it just before I went to bed. It's early in the morning, but I saw it just before I went to bed. She's going to wait for Biden's commission, and we can talk about Biden's commission as well.
And we will, but here's the thing that I want to focus on, because I had this discussion yesterday, and what you said plays into where I want to go with this. These radical ideas are put out there, and they're dismissed as, you know, that's far left, that's fringe, that doesn't get any consideration, and they're forgotten about. And then a few months or a few years pass, and here they come again. Reparations, good example, because that's back in the forefront now. They have been dismissed for decades as a non-starter. And so my prediction is this. There will come a day that the Supreme Court does get packed exactly the way we're hearing about now. The problem for Democrats is this. It might be Republicans that pack the court. They put the idea out there. They embrace the idea. And what happens in 2025 if a Republican president with a Republican Senate and a Republican House says, now is the time to do it. We're going to add four more seats and they're all going to be conservative. Would Senator Markey support it then?
Of course he wouldn't. He's already, you know, in the old days, he was against this idea. And I would hope that what you just said does not happen. But I think it has another effect. I think it's to intimidate the current justices. So even if it goes nowhere, and even if it only comes back when they want something, like they want some bill to be approved, whether it's constitutional or not, I think this is an intimidation tactic, even if realistically we don't believe that it'll get through as legislation.
Well, and right now I agree with that. I don't think it would get through on legislation. Certainly not with the filibuster in place.
The Supreme Court into not maybe being as rigorous on their analysis as perhaps they might be. And our founder of NCLA, Phil Hamburger, who's a Columbia professor, he wrote an article for the Wall Street Journal yesterday saying exactly that what this is always about, court packing is always about intimidating the court, whether you have the votes or you don't have the votes.
Well, okay, so let's move on to this 36-member allegedly nonpartisan commission. No commission is nonpartisan. That's always garbage that is tried to be force-fed to the American people and the consumer. What do you make of this commission being put forth by the president to review how all the courts are, because they don't want to just pack the Supreme Court. They want to get the Second Court of Appeals and the Sixth Court of Appeals, and the seventh back to the left side of the ledger, which they all went to the right under President Trump because of the work of Harry Reid. And I say to my liberal friends, thank Harry Reid. If you don't like the makeup of the federal judiciary, thank Harry Reid, who made it possible.
Well, that's right, obviously, with removing the filibuster. And, you know, everybody, you're not, there's no magic wand, which means you're going to have power forever. And that's why we have these things that stop temporary majorities, including the Supreme Court. You've got to have majorities for a long time. Franklin Roosevelt, he had his court packing scheme, which Joe Biden said is the worst thing that he ever did. And the fact is, though, he got all those justices because he got elected again and again. So he replaced them all eventually. So I think that your scenario could well play out. But I do think that regardless, so this commission is also an intimidation weapon. It is not, you know, half. It's not split down the middle. It's got a lot of professors on it. The professors are going to have one view. Of course they are. Let's get power now. I mean, there's respected judges, there's respected conservatives, but they're few. They're few. They are the 300 in the gap in that commission.
Yeah.
They do not have equal power. But I do think there is one thing in Washington. There have been a few commissions that have done stuff, but mainly you form a commission because one part of your alliance, let's say Ed Markey and Jerry Nadler, really wants something and you don't want to address it right now. So this is a Washington thing where sometimes these commissions are created so nothing happens. I'm hoping it's that.
Well, we'll see. We'll see, because if the commission comes back and says we need to restructure the courts and we need to add justices, well, then that'll be the push. But like I said, Democrats, dear Democrats, be careful what you wish for, because the push to pack the courts might happen and you might not be the ones doing the packing. John, thank you for being here.
I appreciate it, and I'll just end with what Cory Booker said. In 20 years, are my grandkids going to say, how come we have 151 people on the Supreme Court?
Exactly. John Vecchione, thank you, sir. Quick break. We'll be right back.